From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New video has emerged of some of Friday night's bloodbath in Paris, where Islamic State claims it was behind multiple coordinated terrorist attacks that killed at least 129 and wounded 352. This video was taken outside the Bataclan Concert Hall, where the terrorists killed at least 89 people attending a rock concert. Police were seen caught up in a gun battle with some of the terrorists. French President François Hollande called what happened Friday night an act of war against his country, fearing organizers may be planning more attacks. Sites across Paris were attacked, including restaurants and a football stadium. Seven terrorists working in teams were killed, but it was not clear whether there might be more terrorists or their accomplices. In its claim of responsibility, Islamic State lashed out at what the country's trying to suppress its attempt to establish a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and said France remains at the top of that list of preferred targets. In London, Prime Minister David Cameron held a meeting of his top advisers and announced that the threat level was at severe, meaning an attack, he said, is highly likely. Also on Saturday, police in Belgium arrested several people during raids in a Brussels neighborhood. The Belgian prosecutor's office says a car rented in Belgium was found near the Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris. And the White House says that President Obama huddled with his national security team en route to the G20 summit in Turkey. This is VOA News.